Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., wealth management specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
And I'm glad you are with us today. I was very impressed by the prosecutor and what he had to say. I want to get more into this free speech stuff. We got a lot going on today, just so you know. A little bit later in the show, Michael Donahue is the chairman of the Cayman County Republican Party. I was asked to speak at an event they're doing in Wildwood coming up with Jack Cittarelli. And the whole idea is we got to get everybody excited about Jack's candidacy here so that we can win New Jersey. I made the comparison today about Kathy Hochul, and that Kathy Hochul, much like Mikey Sherrill, keeps bringing up Donald Trump because they don't want to talk about the issues. They don't want to talk about the issues, and they just simply want to evade it, and they want to just – because they have terrible ideas. That's the bottom line. They have terrible ideas. That event is going to be on October 10th in Wildwood. And help it come out. I'll give you more details on that as we get closer. And we'll talk about that with Donahue later today. But then we have our Jack Carr event on October 13th. We'll play some audio for you of the prosecutor today announcing these charges in the case in Utah. Again, it's important to note that they are keeping a lot of things close to the vest. The investigation is ongoing. But he reads messages between the suspect and I'm really trying not to use the suspect's name, if you notice. Kind of a policy I adopted a long time ago. I don't like to give these people any publicity. There are times, unfortunately, where you can't get around it. And you're about to hear the prosecutor say his name a lot. Understandable, because to help you understand who's who in the exchange, in the text messages, you're going to have to hear the suspect's name. But I don't like to particularly do that. So it's to Cut 32. This is Utah County Attorney Jeff Gray. I don't know much about this guy, but I was very impressed listening to him today for a couple reasons. Number one, seemed very sober-minded in terms of – not sober. I mean, he may, for all I know, could have been – you know, had a liquid lunch. But he's sober-minded anyway. And also very much of the idea that this is a suspect and we got to try this guy in a court of law. And we got to prove this beyond a reasonable doubt. And we're not going to try him in the court of public opinion, and we're not going to try him in the media. Absolutely. I agree. He said, as a prosecutor, the Constitution is very important to me. And the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, and the Sixth Amendment, these amendments all matter. And I want to make sure this guy gets a fair trial. So do I. Absolutely. Also, because you don't want it being overturned on appeal. There's that. You also don't want this case to be moved to a different jurisdiction. Not that I think that would happen. But he did a very thorough job. And I was impressed. And I listened to the entire – it was about an hour. I listened to the entire press conference. And I made notes, scribbled notes. A couple key takeaways right off the top of the bat. There's no doubt the suspect hated Charlie Kirk for Charlie Kirk, what he stood for, what he believed in, and that Charlie Kirk and his politics were the reason why this happened. He wasn't just trying to – this was not John Hinckley trying to impress Jody Foster. And that's also an important distinction to be made here, because I don't think this guy's insane. I think he's evil. But not every insane person's evil, and not every evil person's insane. And there are people that commit very grievous acts that are evil that are completely rational. And there are complete insane people who commit evil acts because they're freaking insane. And there's a difference. And you have to make sure, certainly when you're trying to prosecute somebody, you get that right. Because you don't want somebody like this being found not guilty by reason of insanity or some nonsense like that. Like, no, this guy knew what he was doing. And this it was premeditated. And he knew exactly what he was. Now, he's nuts. I mean, he's a nut. Because I think anybody who engages in this kind of behavior is a nut. But that doesn't mean he's insane. And there's obviously also a distinction under the law about that. I don't know what the distinction is in Utah law, but I think just in the spirit of the law, you know what I'm talking about. Like, Oswald's motivation, if you believe Oswald did it, is different from Hinckley's motivation, which is also different from the motivation of Thomas Crooks, because we don't know what Thomas Crooks' motivation was in Butler, because we still don't know anything about that freaking guy, which is just amazing. On a side note, how a year and a half later, we still don't have any answers in that case. Amazing. But that's for another show. So here's the Utah County Attorney reading the text messages between the suspect and his roommate, who was also his lover. And the roommate apparently was in the process of transitioning. Now, I don't like using that word either, because you can't transition your gender. Your gender is not something you can change. You can, again, I don't want to go off on a tangent here, but you can mutilate your body. You can take drugs. You can put on wigs and costumes, but it doesn't change your gender. But nevertheless, for the purposes of this conversation, as the Utah County Attorney describes it, the suspect's roommate was his lover who was transitioning to a different gender. Okay? That's how they are defining it in the course of this investigation and the course of this case. I'm certainly not going to argue the merits of whether or not one can transition or not. I don't think it's nearer here to the conversation at hand. And as of right now, the roommate is not a suspect and is not being charged with any crimes. Whether or not the roommate was of clear mind and sound mind based on the fact that he believed he could transition is also the story for another day. But as of right now, that person is not facing any criminal charges. So it's also, at this point, not material to the charges at hand and thus the conversation. All that said, this is the exchange. It's a little bit long, but I think it's worth hearing in the entire detail. Cut 32.
The roommate. Police interviewed Robinson's roommate, a biological male who was involved in a romantic relationship with Robinson. The roommate told police that the roommate received messages from Robinson about the shooting, and he did provide those messages to police. On September 10th, 2025, the roommate received a text message from Robinson which said, "Drop what you're doing. Look under my keyboard." The roommate looked under the keyboard and found a note that stated, quote, "I had the opportunity to take out Charlie Kirk, and I'm going to take it." Police found a photograph of this note. The following text exchange then took place. After reading the note, the roommate responded, "What? You're joking, right? Robinson, I am still okay, my love, but am stuck in Orem for a little while longer yet. Shouldn't be long until I can come home, but I gotta grab my rifle still. To be honest, I had hoped to keep this secret till I died of old age. I am sorry to involve you." Roommate, "You weren't the one who did it, right?" Robinson, I am. I'm sorry." Roommate, "I thought they caught the person." Robinson, "No, they grabbed some crazy old dude, then interrogated someone in similar clothing. I had planned to grab my rifle from my drop point shortly after, but most of that side of town got locked down. It's quiet, almost enough to get out, but there's one vehicle lingering. Roommate, why? Robinson, why did I do it? Roommate, yeah. Robinson, I had enough of his hatred. Some hate can't be negotiated out. If I am able to grab my rifle unseen, I will have left no evidence. Going to attempt to retrieve it again. Hopefully they have moved on. I haven't seen anything about them finding it. Roommate, how long have you been planning this? Robinson, a bit over a week, I believe. I can get close to it, but there is a squad car parked right by it. I think they already swept that spot, but I don't want to chance it. Robinson again, I'm wishing I had circled back and grabbed it as soon as I got to my vehicle. I'm worried what my old man would do if I didn't bring back Grandpa's rifle. IDEK, if it's had a serial number, but it wouldn't trace to me. I worry about prints. I had to leave it in a bush where I changed outfits. Didn't have the ability or time to bring it with. I might have to abandon it and hope they don't find prints. How the F will I explain losing it to my old man? Only thing I left was the rifle wrapped in a towel. Remember how I was engraving bullets? The effing messages are mostly a big meme. If I see Notice Bulge UWU on Fox News, I might have a stroke, all right. I'm going to have to leave it. That really effing sucks. Judging from today, I'd say Grandpa's gun does just fine, IDK. I think that was a $2K scope. Wink, wink. Robinson again, delete this exchange. Again, Robinson, my dad wants photos of the rifle. He says Grandpa wants to know who has what. The feds released a photo of the rifle, and it is very unique. He's calling me, RN, not answering. Robinson, since Trump got into office, my dad has been pretty diehard MAGA. Robinson, I'm going to turn myself in willingly. One of my neighbors here is a deputy for the sheriff. Again, you are all I worry about, love. That came from Robinson. Roommate, I'm much more worried about you. Robinson, don't talk to the media, please. Don't take any interviews or make any comments. If any police ask you questions, ask for a lawyer and stay silent.
Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is a problem for the roommate, potentially, as well, as we talked about earlier with Hans von Spakovsky. The suspect, Tyler Robinson, was officially charged with the killing of Charlie Kirk and will face the death penalty. So he's going to go through the charges and explain all this and why this is important and why this matters. If you didn't hear the interview earlier with Hans, we'll post it for you. But basically, it comes down to this. Aggravated murder is the key here in order for them to seek the death penalty. And that's why you're going to hear the prosecutor talk about the proximity of people around Charlie Kirk. And obviously, this guy was motivated by his hatred of Charlie Kirk, as I mentioned. So let's do Cut 37. This is the Utah County Attorney, Jeff Gray. Take a listen. Or 33, excuse me, 33.
Today, after reviewing the evidence that law enforcement has collected thus far, I am filing a criminal information charging Tyler James Robinson, age 22, with the following crimes. Count 1, aggravated murder, a capital offense, for intentionally or knowingly causing the death of Charlie Kirk under circumstances that created a great risk of death to others. Count 2, felony discharge of a firearm causing serious bodily injury, a first-degree felony. The state is further alleging aggravating factors on counts 1 and 2 because the defendant is believed to have targeted Charlie Kirk based on Charlie Kirk's political expression and did so knowing that children were present and would witness the homicide. The state is also charging defendant with count 3, obstruction of justice, a second degree felony, for moving and concealing the rifle used in the shooting. Count 4, obstruction of justice, a second degree felony for disposing the clothing he wore during the shooting. Count 5, witness tampering, a third degree felony for directing his roommate to delete his incriminating texts. Count 6, witness tampering, a third degree felony for directing his roommate to stay silent if police questioned him. And count 7, commission of a violent offense in the presence of a child, a Class A misdemeanor, for committing homicide, knowing that children were present and may have seen or heard the murder and did so based on Charlie Kirk's political expression. Also, following the press conference, I am filing a notice of intent to seek the death penalty. I do not take this decision lightly, and it is a decision I have made independently as county attorney, based solely on the available evidence and circumstances and nature of the crime. Because we are seeking the death penalty, the defendant will continue to be held without bail in the Utah County Jail.
The DNA was also found on the rifle. So they have a really strong case here, no doubt about that. Now, why was Charlie Kirk targeted? And this matters. It matters not only in the course of the state case, but if the feds were to bring about charges. And we got into great detail about that earlier in our conversation with Hans von Spakovsky, one of the best legal minds out there. Bottom line is this. I know that there might be this sense of this should be federal because of the nature of the political violence here. And I get that. I really do. I understand that. But like anything else, the law is a process, and one process can often complicate another. So if you've got a state like Utah, which is a red state, which has the death penalty, and you've got a prosecutor here who is not some sort of woke George Soros prosecutor, and you let it play out, if the feds jump in, it could delay things, it could complicate things. There's no reason why they can't help, and they are helping with the prosecution. But the best course of action, at least for now, is to absolutely let this play out on the state level. Because like I said, I think you've got a strong case here, and I think Utah can fry his ass. If the feds get involved, it could delay the frying of said ass, basically, is the non-legal way to put it. Because I'm not an attorney, so I don't want to use all big legalese. Legalese speak for you, obviously. So here is the Utah, and I'm sure there's probably a better way to say that, but it's been a very tense week. So I think that was the most appropriate way to say it, given the gravity of how tense everything has freaking been, and we haven't even had like 2 seconds of levity. Utah County Attorney Jeff Gray, the defendant, is believed to have targeted Charlie Kirk based on the following. Cut 35.
The state is further alleging aggravating factors on counts 1 and 2 because the defendant is believed to have targeted Charlie Kirk based on Charlie Kirk's political expression and did so knowing that children were present and would witness the homicide.
And he said that he started to lean more to the left, becoming more to the left, becoming more indoctrinated. Cut 31.
Become more political and had started to lean more to the left, becoming more pro-gay and trans rights oriented. She stated that Robinson began to date his roommate, a biological male who was transitioning genders. This resulted in several discussions with family members, but especially between Robinson and his father, who have very different political views. In one conversation before the shooting, Robinson mentioned that Charlie Kirk would be holding an event at UVU, which Robinson said was a stupid venue for the event. Robinson accused Kirk of spreading hate. Robinson's father reported that when his wife showed him the surveillance image of the suspected shooter in the news, he agreed that it looked like their son. He also believed that the rifle that police suspected the shooter used matched a rifle that was given to his son as a gift.
So they have the rifle, they have the DNA on the rifle, they have all of these things, and it looks like a very, very strong case against him, no doubt about that, which is good. At 5 p.m. today, the suspect is due in court. And then we'll see what happens with that. Meanwhile, the president has arrived in the United Kingdom, and he will be meeting with the royals, among other people as well. And let me just say, too, you know, with regards to all this, Kash Patel, the FBI director, today was testifying before the United States Senate. He had a lot to say regarding this case and regarding the investigation and regarding the ongoing efforts of the feds to try to assist Utah and get to the bottom of this, too. Were there other people involved? Was there a conspiracy involved in this? What other things took place? And we don't know. You know, we don't know. There was this app that they were using, this Discord app. There were other people that were talking. Did other people know this was going to happen? Were there other people who knew before this would occur? Did they have knowledge before the event took place. If that's the case, then they may be getting charged with a crime as well. So all these things that are playing out right now, and they're doing a very thorough investigation as well. Let me play cut number 11. This is Kash Patel talking about the investigation into Charlie Kirk's murder right now, where it stands. This is from his hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee, cut 11.
In terms of what we do for an interrogation perspective, we go and reach out to the family and community immediately. And we've conducted those investigations and interrogations with local law enforcement. And we're continuing to do that because those closest to the suspect are going to hopefully know the most about the suspect and his beliefs and his ideology. On top of that, unfortunately, it has been leaked that there was a Discord chat. And for those unfamiliar with it, it's a gaming chat room online that the suspect participated in. So what we're doing, we've already done, is serve legal process, not just on Discord, so that the information we gathered is sustained and held in a evidentiary posture that we could use in prosecution should it be decided to do so. And we're also going to be investigating anyone and everyone involved in that Discord chat.
The Discord chat. So if there are other people who might have known, if there are other people that might have had some knowledge that this could occur ahead of time, then we'll go after them, too. No doubt about that. And look, there's no doubt in my mind that this guy hated Charlie Kirk for who Charlie Kirk was. And this is why I say to you, you got to be really careful with this whole idea of incitement. Because controversial speakers who are conservatives, campuses for years have been trying to silence them under this notion that they could incite violence, that their mere presence there could incite violence and they would not be able to keep them safe. The best example I can give you is the time that I went out to California because Ann Coulter, who's still dead to Dawn to this day, and Milo Yiannopoulos were speaking. And Berkeley, which at one point was the center of the free speech movement in the United States of America, canceled their speech, canceled their event because they said they could not guarantee their safety. They were worried that their words, the event, could incite someone to commit violence. That is what's known as a heckler's veto, where to shut down an event, they use this abstract threat of violence. Doesn't even have to be a specific threat. Although I would argue that's still not enough reason to shut down an event. You could move an event. You could get extra security for an event. But it's not enough reason to cancel an event. But they use an abstract idea of this and say that their presence, Ann Coulter and Milo Yiannopoulos, are so controversial that their words could incite somebody to do something. Therefore, we can't allow this event to go forward. So for all these people, and the Attorney General included, who keep talking about this idea of incitement, in the broad term of incitement, speech that could incite, there's no such thing as speech that could incite. There is speech that does incite, and that has to be something that passes a three-prong test, and it is not just based on the idea that the speaker's controversial or that the message is controversial, or that somebody could hear something they don't like and do something that could hurt somebody. None of those things rise to the level of passing the test of whether or not that is incitement. And certainly on the part of the person doing the speaking, to argue that somebody could hear their words and be incited has literally, like I said, been a reason why they've shut down speakers and shut down events. I'll talk more about that as we continue here on the show today. But I want to join my friend Mike Donahue, chairman of the Cape May County Republican Party, is going to join us in just a matter of moments. So we're going to get to him. But first, I want to thank Dr. Mike Veneria for being a great friend of the show. My whole family goes to Dr. Mike Veneria because for 12 years in a row, 12 consecutive years, Dr. Mike has been the experts that other dentists send their patients to for the incredible and complex dentistry that they may need. So that means when somebody needs something complicated, a dental implant, crowns, whatever it is, those dentists send their patients to Dr. Mike Veneria, and that's why I want you to go see Dr. Mike Veneria, too. He's got a location in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, and with Dr. Mike, it is about care and it's about compassion. It is not about cost. That's the difference. These chain dental offices, they're concerned with one thing, and that is cost. What you'll find with Dr. Mike is a level of care that is unprecedented anywhere else. It's why my family goes to him and why you'll be thrilled with the great work of Dr. Mike Veneria. He's a great guy, great music playing in the office, and a great staff. You'll get a free dental implant consultation. And my wife, Bridget, got a beautiful smile upgrade last year when she needed new veneers, and Dr. Mike gave her caps, and her smile has never looked more beautiful. So if you've already had a consultation or an estimate for dental implants or any other complicated dental work, get a second opinion. It's worth doing. With Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So we got to make sure we win New Jersey. All eyes are on New Jersey, and all eyes are going to be on an event coming up very, very soon. It's a great pleasure to welcome back to the show a guy you've got to know quite well over the last couple of years. He's been a guest every time we've been in Cape May. Michael Donahue is the chairman of the Cape May County Republican Committee. He's also the guy that helped stop the windmills and killed Orsted. Orsted. Chairman Donahue, how are you, buddy?
Doing well, Rich. Doing well. Good to see you. It's just kind of cool on the Zoom thing. I like it.
Look at this. Modern technology. Isn't that something?
Yeah. Yeah. It's excellent.
Now all of our people watching on YouTube and social media can see your smiling face. Look at that.
That's right. That's a benefit.
In addition to that, you are the chairman of the America First Policy Council for New Jersey. And let's talk about this event we have coming up that you invited me to be part of to speak. And what was the motivation for doing this?
So, no, I think it's great. Thank you for participating. It's huge. you know, looking forward to having Zeoli Army turn out for that event. And it's going to be a good thing. I have to always give the caveat that I do work for America First Policy Institute, but they're a nonpartisan, apolitical, so they're not involved in this event.
No involvement whatsoever.
Right.
Nothing.
That's exactly right. So
none.
I am also the chairman of the Cape GOP, Cape May County Regular Republican Organization. And we had this idea, Rich, actually back kind of in the winter, like, hey, let's do Wildwood again. Like, let's, it was the biggest Trump rally in history. It was the biggest America First rally in history, you know, close to 100,000 people. It was amazing. And we thought, let's see if we could recapture just a little bit of that and keep it going in New Jersey in this cycle as Jack Chitarelli is trying to become the governor. And we started there. We had a couple different ideas. And, of course, you get sidetracked and other things come along. But a couple of months ago, a group of us got together and said, okay, if we're going to do this thing, we got to do it. And now we're doing it at the Seaport Pier in North Wildwood, which is at the beach at 22nd Street in North Wildwood. It's a great venue. Indoor-outdoor portion can hold a couple thousand people if we get that far, which would be exciting. And we, you know, Mayor Patrick Rosanello in North Wild was a great guy, big part of our team. Of course, you know, Matt Rooney, who's works with me both politically and professionally, and just a tremendous guy with the Save Jersey presence as well as his WPHD presence. And Matt's a partner in this, and a couple of other folks of ours who, you know, really kind of put our shoulder against the wheel over the last few weeks to bring it all together. So now we launched it a few days ago, October 10th, 4 to 7 p.m. in North Wildwood at the Seaport Pier, 22nd and Boardwalk. And, you know, we're already up to, in I guess, about 4 days since we launched, almost 500 people who have registered. So I think we're going to have big numbers. I think, you know, we're in this moment, Rich, as you've been talking about so eloquently with the assassination of Charlie Kirk, that has moved us all kind of to a little bit of a different place. A lot of people are reaching out who've never reached out to me before saying, how do I get involved? And, you know, I'm sure we'll talk about that, but it's, you know, I regret, I once got to shake the hand of Muhammad Ali, which I'll never forget. It was incredible. And I was in a room twice with Charlie Kirk, but I'm kind of not that guy like to go up, hey, you know, I need the selfie and all that. And I kind of regret now because, like, as Ali was the greatest in boxing, Charlie was the greatest of his generation, moving so many young people. And I do regret that I didn't get to shake the man's hand. But, you know, he moved all of us in his life and moves so many people now in his tragic death. And he is an inspiration and growing. You know, I look at these figures throughout history, Jesus Christ, Mahatma Gandhi, you know, I'm sure Charlie would not place himself in that company. Martin Luther King, even Robert Kennedy, John Kennedy. We look at these people who were sort of at the head of movements and assassins want to stop the movement, right? But what happens is it grows exponentially. What happens is that sort of martyrdom creates this movement that then the forces of evil can't control. And it overwhelms them. And I think that's the moment we're living in. And I think we're about to overwhelm those forces of evil. I think people are ready to be a part of this. People who've kind of been home and say, you know, I agree with all this stuff, but I don't want my friends to know that because they'll pick on me. I think that's over. I think people are just going to come out and say, you know what? You people are crazy. You people are destroying our country. And it's, you know, when Joe Biden as president goes to Philadelphia and gives that, you know, Nuremberg rally type speech at nighttime with the red lighting and now they say, hey, we had nothing to do with this. We didn't. They radicalized this young man over the course of years by driving this message into him that Republicans are all Nazis. Anybody who supports Trump is a threat to our society, an existential threat to democracy. And they have reaped what they have sown. And it's time for all of us to stand up. So that's part of our motivation now, again, in the October 10th rally in North Wildwood. We're adding a vigil for Charlie to that. At the end, we'll do a candlelight cell phone vigil and we'll have some prayers and a couple speakers in that regard, too. So, you know, it's tough, man, because you have all the regular stresses and burdens of life. And then you get hit with something like this. And you and I both have friends who are very close to Charlie. And I've really, you know, reached out to them and expressed my condolences. But every time I watched him, he was gregarious, even when people were as nasty as they could be to him. He found a way to smile through it. And he often found a way to make them smile and laugh with him. So I've said that to a few of my friends. Like, we honor him by not being morose, by not getting down in the dumps, by picking each other up, having that attitude about this whole process. And we beat them on the battlefield of ideas, right? We beat them in that arena. As Lincoln said, we do it with ballots, not bullets. That's how we're supposed to do it in the face of the Civil War. And that's where we are. And that's where we have to win. And that's where we have to get on the ground in 25 in New Jersey and 26 across this country so that this malignant ideology in our country cannot take hold any further.
Very well said, Mike Donahue. Very well said. And you and I, we were county chairs together a couple decades ago, and we were young guys once. One of the things that I've learned in Charlie's passing is the incredible impact he had on teenagers and college students in particular. I mean, I have friends who are of our age who have sons and daughters in college or in high school who were so deeply devastated by Charlie's murder. And I didn't realize just how many of that generation viewed him as their Rush Limbaugh. And right. So to your point earlier about how when you take somebody like him out, how the movement just grows, it absolutely does. And it will inspire more people. The fact that you have 500 people signed up, and we just announced this event a few days ago, is huge. It shows that, A, we're not going to be deterred. And B, people respond to this, certainly on our side of the aisle, and say, I'm going to roll up my sleeves and work twice as hard because I have to make sure we win because our ideas are better. And also because, and I said this today, there's a sickness right now on the left, and the Democrats need to do something about it. You probably have seen this study that came out, a YouGov study conducted in the aftermath of Charlie Kirk's death. 72% of Americans said violence is never justified. But the question of when you break it down on the political aisle, a quarter of respondents who identified as very liberal said violence can sometimes be justified to achieve political goals. That's a real problem, that you've got more people on the left who are likely to say that political violence can sometimes be justified. It's a very scary moment for our country.
And that's not a question like to defeat communism, you know, that's a question of, hey, if you don't agree with this person and you think they're racist and a Nazi or whatever, is it OK to go out and kill them? And that number of people is shocking. That just shows you how far the left has gone really over the last decade and a half or longer to move in this direction, to dehumanize Republicans, to dehumanize conservatives to the point where they have a whole generation of people who go, just kill them. I mean, it's sick. It's terrifying. I used to say half tongue in cheek, you know, if they rounded us all up and started sending us off to the concentration camps, these people would be dancing in the streets. And now we know that that's literally true. That's literally what they were doing when Charlie was assassinated. It's sick. It really is. And it's up to us, the same people, the same Americans, to hold it together on both sides of the aisle, not just on the left or the right, for everybody to figure that out. And I've had Democrat friends who've reached out and said, you know, I this isn't me, what I'm hearing from these people. And we're talking about powerful people, elected officials, appointed officials in various capacities, professionals who are just unhinged and say, hey, you know, yeah, good. They got him. I mean, it's absolutely sick. So trying to stay positive, as it's difficult to do. But one of the reasons we're going to follow through on this rally and try to make it big is for exactly why you said we can't be deterred. You know, look, but for the grace of God goes me or you, right? They assassinated Charlie. You're a very high profile political commentator, right? I have my niche in my world, but all of us are out there in the public all the time. We will have security at this event. We will have it locked down. We will have drones. We will cover every site angle. We will have people on the ground. We will be screening people coming in. Want everybody to know that. So, and folks can go to capegop.com, Rich, to register. CapeGOP.com, make it easy. There's a link there to the form to register, and everybody can go there and get signed up. And we'll, Matt, look at if it really pops and we got a huge crowd, we have a lot of space along the beach and the boardwalk where we can make things work, and we'll take it as it comes. But I'm hopeful, you know, that we'll kind of max out the location. I think we will, and it's going to be a great event. We have Jack Ciattarelli confirmed to be our featured speaker. Of course, I'll be there. Mayor Rosanello, Matt Rooney, yourself, Melanie Collette, who's our vice chair, also Newsmax regular.
She's
among
fantastic.
Other hats that she wears. She is excellent. She will be there. And we'll be rolling out a couple of other speakers as we move along that I think will be exciting. And it's almost like if you build it, will he come? You know, we have this fantasy about maybe President Trump calling in or something, but that's down the road. We'll see about that. But we're going to build this locally. We got a lot of people from throughout the state who have registered, people from Pennsylvania, and I think we'll have a great event and it'll be good. And I can't wait for that portion at the end that we all hold up our candlelight phones and honor Charlie Kirk, and not just his memory, but his mission. Right.
Yes.
And we have to commit to. And you saw Erica Kirk deliver a speech, which I mean, you want to talk about political history and history in the movement. For her, the strength of that woman, of his wife, to stand up there and give that speech next to his empty chair was just so moving. And again, I've had people even across the aisle who watched it and reached out and said, wow, she is an incredible woman. So there's something happening. You could feel it. They always say you don't really know your living history while you're living it, but we are, I think. And there's something really happening on this front. And I'm excited about it. It's very sad that this is the cost we have to pay. But Charlie would probably, I didn't know him personally, but probably he would find some hope in that and wouldn't want to give his life for that. But if that is something that comes out of his loss, I think he would be happy about that, and we should make him proud.
I agree, Mike. We should. And the other point too about this is it's really good for us all to get together. There's something important about being together, sharing that sense of community after something like this happens. So
that's right.
For all of us to be able to go to be on the pier together on October 10th, to know that we're not alone in all this, is also cathartic in a big, big way. It's energizing, and it's healing. It's all the right things. It really is.
Right.
I can't believe we're even having a conversation about having drones and security at a political event. Thinking of the hundreds of political events you and I have done together over the years in New Jersey, that's where we are in this country at this moment. But nevertheless, we're here. I'm glad that you're doing it because we want people to know that they will be safe, and they will be safe.
Right. Right.
But it can't be understated how important it is for people to be able to come together and to feel that sense of community when something like this happens. That's why when I watched all these vigils that were popping up, I was really impressed by it. And I had chills at so many of them. And with this one, what I love about it is that we're not just having a vigil, but we're also putting people to work. And that work is to bring about a better tomorrow by electing the right guy as governor and moving our state into a much more positive direction, because that also matters, because we don't want good people to leave the state any more than they already have. And a lot of people have left because it's become unaffordable for them.
Right.
And we've watched it. We've seen it. We've seen how many of our friends say, I'm out, you know, checked out. I'm going to Florida. I'm done. Right. We can't have that. So it's nothing but positive. I'm excited. I'm honored to be part of it. I'm thrilled. And I want people to sign up by going to capegop.com right now to do it. It's October 10th. It's at the pier in North Wildwood, and it's going to be a fantastic day. And you'll know better than me, but I'm assuming that there's going to be a lot of great food on the boardwalk still, right?
There will be. There'll be stuff going on the boardwalk. And the pier has food and drinks, and that'll all be accessible. We'll have some food put out for folks as well. And look, come down and make a weekend out of it. It's Friday night. Come to Cape May County. It's a great county. And we call it local summer this September, October period, where it's still very nice out. And we have kind of the place to ourselves. So, but everybody is welcome. And yeah, you touched on Jack Ciattarelli. Obviously, it's all for one and one for all for Jack right now. And we can win this race. You're aware of the polling, both internal and public, that has now come away from these fake polls that they started out with, which they always do, to a margin of error race, which for a Republican in New Jersey is what it's all about. We can close that small gap if it even exists. We can push this over with hard work on the ground. old school politics, door to door phone calls for Jack. And, you know, we should be sitting here, you know, Wednesday after Election Day celebrating that Jack Chitarelli is the governor of New Jersey. But we only get there if we do the work. And really, everybody should get involved in that work statewide, NJGOP, the campaign, others, all the county organizations, everybody is really ramped up. So if you're looking for a way to help, just reach out to somebody you know in your county and your town is involved, and they will get you in touch with the right person. So yeah, CapeGOP.com, sign up for October 10th rally. Let's bring it home. Let's show them we're not intimidated. We won't be afraid. Let's rally for this cause in 25 and take back our state and get ready to hang on to our majorities in Congress and help the president in 26.
You know, before I let you go, what you just touched on about helping the president, this race will be viewed as a referendum on him, whether we like it or not, because certainly that's what the Democrats are trying to do, is to turn this race into a referendum on him. So my message, and I know it's your message too, Mike Donohue, Chairman Donohue, is that we got to win this one for Trump, because otherwise they're going to turn around and say it's a rejection on him. So my message to every Trump voter out there is, it's great you came out in 24. But you got to come out in 25. Even though he's on the ballot, he's on the ballot. And whoever wins this race in New Jersey for governor is going to give momentum going into midterm elections in 26.
That's right. And what I say is all those people who took a chance on the president in 24, right, those non-traditional Republican voters, all those people who moved New Jersey as the number three state to move to the right in 24, you did that to save your country. You did it because you believe the president could do that. Well, you need to do it again in New Jersey and save your state. That's what it's all about. You have to vote again this year. All those people who took a chance, all the Hispanic folks in Passaic County and other places, African-Americans who came out, the young people who came out because they liked the president's message and what he was going to do for the country, don't stay home this year. You are the votes that we need to win this election. And you've got to get out there and vote this year.
You got to get out there and vote. And then at the end of the night, we'll do a cell phone candlelit vigil for Charlie Kirk, which will be a great way to end the night. Very important as we all come together in his memory and his honor. So, hey, listen, buddy, I'm glad you're putting this together. Bravo to you and Rooney and to everybody on your team for doing this. Like I said, it's my honor to be part of it. October 10th, CapeGOP.com. You need to sign up. So sign up to attend. And just give us the details one more time exactly where it is, Mike.
22nd in the boardwalk in North Wildwood in Cape May County, 4 to 7 p.m. You probably want to get there a little early. Go to CapeGOP.com to sign up. And Rich, we can't thank you enough for being a part of it. We'd love to have you there, but we also know what your influence brings to the event. So we really appreciate it.
Well, we need everybody there. Chairman Mike Donohue, thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. Great seeing you, buddy.
Thanks, Rich. 10th. Take care. Right on.
All right.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
They're counting on you, Zeoli Army. They're counting on you. Turn up big on that event, October 10th. So you better be there for that. It's going to be a great one. We'll have a lot of fun, too. Be outside, fresh air, and inside, both. It'll be fantastic. It'll be a great day. So I'm excited for it. Really excited. Hope you'll join us. Please join us. It's a mandatory requirement. All right, Dr. Mike Veneria, big story sponsor of the hour. Go see him today and get a dental checkup. You know, there's a lot of link between your heart health, your gut health, and your mouth health. So that's what I need you to do today, is to make your appointment to see Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. He's a great guy. He's a great friend. And I would love for you to see him, and I'd love for you to be able to have the beautiful smile that you deserve. So listen, we got a big 5 o'clock hour coming up too, but I want to get into the free speech stuff. We're going to talk to Bill DiAgostino from the Media Research Center. He's going to join us. One more thing about this event on the 10th that I forgot to mention with Donohue, but I think it's I think it's worth mentioning too, and that's this: the enthusiasm factor for this America First Return to the Wildwoods. As Mike said, let's recapture the magic of the greatest America First rally ever held. Let's return to the Wildwoods. It's time to bring the movement together behind our Republican candidate for New Jersey Governor, Jack Chitarelli. But you have to register to attend. There's going to be live country music. I feel like I buried the lead on that. And food and drinks available, but live country music. So how fun does that sound? All right, it's all happening for you on the 10th, and it's going to be a great day. So sign up today at CapeGOP.com. We'll have a lot of fun. All right? We'll be right back. 5 o'clock hour straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.